The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
America, bonjour, hi, Canada, good Monday to you. It's a victory Monday, a big victory Monday, as both the Cleveland Browns and the Ohio State Buckeyes win this weekend. The Buckeyes sneaking past Rutgers, barely 45 points ahead of them, I guess, and the Browns eking out a win in the frozen tundra of Minnesota, although it's a covered stadium, of course. Nevertheless, The Vikings are always tough going for the Browns, and so it's Victory Monday. I'm very happy, and some of you are thinking to yourselves, why is he happy that the Democrats are going to pass a $2.5 trillion bill? Look, I know it. I know that there was much wailing and gnashing of teeth among Democrats this weekend over the fact that they could not get done what they wanted to get done last week, which was spend $3.5 trillion of money that we don't have, just printing it. And I understand that the left Democrats and the liberal Democrats are fighting each other. That's all fine. What matters to me is that AOC came out and spoke this weekend, which means I really don't have to work today. All I have to do is play the AOC tape. So let me do the rundown first. From the Wall Street Journal, Democrats weigh cutting programs or reducing scope to trim $3.5 trillion bill. That's how the Journal sees the discussions that are underway, but not the New York Times. New York Times says progressives stand firm on priorities as infrastructure debate continues. So in the Journal, they're compromising, and in the New York Times, they're holding their positions. The Wall Street Journal editorializes the humiliation of the House moderates. There are no House Democratic moderates, but referring to Josh Gottheimer and others who got an ironclad commitment from Nancy Pelosi to have a vote on the infrastructure bill, she lied to them, and they are humiliated, but it doesn't matter. Here's the key headline for you, America. Just went up at the Wall Street Journal 13 minutes ago. Broader inflation pressures begin to show. While many pandemic-driven price pressures are easing, broader sources of higher inflation are replacing them. That is the message from a slew of alternative inflation measures that strip away price changes due to idiosyncratic swings in supply and demand and hone in on longer-lasting pressures. These alternative indexes are signaling inflation is not as extreme as what our traditional core shows, 7.5, but it is picking up, said Sarah House, director and senior economist at Wells Fargo. Quote, all these measures have moved from signaling price stability to signaling sharp accelerations in underlying inflation, said Brent Meyer, an economist at the Federal Reserve Bank in Atlanta. Now, I'm hoping Brent comes to the Atlanta History Center on October 13th because Brian Westbury and I and Alfredo Ortiz of Job Creator Network will be at the Atlanta History Center, along with Herschel, on October 13th to explain the Biden inflation. I'm bringing America's economist, Brian Westbury, Alfredo Ortiz of the Job Creator Network, and Herschel to explain to people what's going on and what's going on. I love Brian Westbury lecturing on inflation. People walk away and they begin to change their lives to accommodate the coming impact. And the coming impact is not going to be pretty. So the Atlanta Fed has figured it out, so they can come to the Atlanta History Center on October 13th. It's a ticketed event, though, Brent Meyer. You've got to go to am920theanswer.com to buy your ticket. From a different Wall Street Journal story on the cost of housing, mortgage payments are getting more and more unaffordable. The Atlanta Fed, this is a quote, the Atlanta Fed calculates affordability using a three-month average of median home prices from CoreLogic and median household incomes based on census data. In July, the latest month in the Atlanta Fed's calculation, median home prices were $342,350. That's up 23% over a year. So the median home price in the United States went up 23% in 1 year. That's inflation. Brian Westbury and I will be talking about what this does to the American dream and why the Democratic plan is insane on October 13th. And I would love for you to come out and join us in that and to meet Herschel Walker, who I think, I'm not involved in the primary, there are a lot of people, but I think Herschel is going to be the nominee for Senate against Senator Warnock in an epic battle. And your first opportunity to talk and meet with Herschel is October the 13th. Tickets at am920theanswer.com at the Atlanta History Center. Big story in a bunch of newspapers, the Pandora Papers. Now, I'm not quite sure why the Pandora Papers are as big a deal as people are making them out to be. Massive data leak exposes hidden wealth of world leaders. If you didn't know that world leaders were very wealthy, Putin, King Abdullah. Now, admittedly, Tony and Sherry Blair are in these papers, and they just put an office building into an offshore account legally. And they saved £312,000 in stamp duty by using an offshore firm, but they'll have to pay capital gains taxes on it when they sell it. Jordan's king has 14 luxury homes in the U.S. and the U.K., which is not surprising. He is, after all, a king. And there are many Russians who have got lots of money. So they've got 14. Someone leaked the financial planning documents and the trust documents from 14 different international offshore firms that move money around for the world's multi-hundred millionaire people and billionaires. And not surprisingly, a lot of it is in real estate in the United States and in London. Why? Because we have rule of law and we protect people's property. And so I'm not sure why they spent all this time on it. Nobody's going to read it. I'm telling you, there are too many stories, too much data. And the same thing that happens with the Panama Papers happens. The brain shuts down. And they say, please take me to a story I understand. I do not understand offshore trusts. And I do understand that wealthy people hide their money from the tax man. What are you telling me? But this is a story about wealthy people hiding their assets from the tax man. In the political spotlight, we have articles in both the New York Times and in the Wall Street Journal the Washington Post on the Supreme Court returning today. Robert Barnes is a fine reporter on the Supreme Court and the Washington Post. In political spotlight, Supreme Court embarks on an extraordinarily controversial term. This is the term in which Roe v. Wade will be overturned, I believe. The term in which affirmative action will be finally and irrevocably declared unconstitutional. It's going to be a good term. But we're going to need lawyers to defend religious freedom in it. Over at the top of HughHewitt.com, you're going to see a banner for Alliance Defending Freedom. They're going to be back at the Supreme Court this year, the lawyers from Alliance Defending Freedom, in two critical cases. We need your support to make sure all the briefs get written, all the lawyers stay employed, all the expenses get paid for the plaintiffs who are represented for free by Alliance Defending Freedom. We need you and Sharon to go over to HughHewitt.com and saddle up. $5, $50, $100, $500. This organization defends you. Like they defended Tanner Cross, a teacher in Virginia, who was suspended for exercising his free speech rights before the school board. Here's Fox News turning his case, represented by Alliance Defending Freedom, into a national headline.
And he has now officially been reinstated at that Leesburg school where he teaches. The Alliance Defending Freedom tells Fox News this is a huge victory for both freedom of speech and religious liberty.
Teachers do have constitutional rights. No teacher, no parent, no citizen should be punished by the government for exercising that freedom.
The ADF tells us this case might go all the way to the Supreme Court to protect educators.
The ADF never blinks. If it means the Supreme Court, they go to the Supreme Court. Please support it today. You can call 866-359-9644. That's 866-359-9644, but I prefer that you go directly to HughHewitt.com and just be as generous as you can because this is going to be a big term at the Supreme Court. Major oil spill off my beach where I run. It saddens me. 126 gallons of oil in the Pacific washing up in Huntington Beach. I'll keep you posted on that as the week ahead. The boons are out. Military bases turn into small cities as Afghans wait months for homes in the United States. 53,000 evacuees in the United States, another 20,000 coming. Big story on paydays for U.S. college athletes in the Financial Times. If you are one of those said athletes, you ought to go and read that because it's comprehensive. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you about the deadliest ultramarathon in history, which, guess who ran it? China. No surprise here. Don't run in races run by the CCP or anywhere in China. 27 out of 140 ended up dead. Yeah, 21 out of 172 runners ended up dead. I'll tell you about it after the break on the Monday edition of the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hugh Hewitt here. If you listen to my show for a while, you know I love meat. You know that. I love going to restaurants. I love a great steak. Well, I don't have to go anymore because of Moink Box. MOINKBox.com. You know what's in the Moink Box? That's right. Great steak, great bacon. Here's why I love it. It's grown by an eighth-generation farmer who makes sure all of his experience goes into every single box. The very best steak, the very best bacon, the very best chicken and best salmon you'll ever eat, not from a grocery store. You'll only find it from the family farm and caught by independent Alaska fishermen. That's why you need to try MoinkBox.com. Join the Moink movement today. Go to MoinkBox.com/Hewitt right now, and listeners of this show get free bacon for a year. That's 1 year of the best bacon you'll ever taste, but for a limited time for that offer. MoinkBox.com/Hewitt. That's MoinkBox.com/Hewitt. Welcome back, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening. Selena Zito with the Yinsa Report. You can read Selena in the Washington Examiner. You can read her in the New York Post. You can read everything she writes at selenazito.com. And I love her column about the Colts of Cedar. What do we call Cedar? Cedar Village? Is that what it is?
Cedar, now you're going to make me forget.
Yeah, that's what I did. It's Cumberland County's Cedar Cliff. Cedar Cliff Colts. Thank you. I love this column. Tell us what the Cedar Cliff Colts Booster Club did and how it was received.
Well, you know, a lot of these booster clubs are what support, in particular in football, those are what support the team. It helps them get the new equipment, new jerseys, things of that nature, things that keep them safe. And they're usually charged with, you know, raising X amount of money. And they're all volunteer, booster clubs are all volunteer programs, almost all just made up of the parents of the players and or the cheerleaders. And this year has been particularly hard to raise money because, you know, restaurants aren't giving, you know, they're reluctant to give away anything free, which is what they traditionally do, or give away free meals. In support of the booster club, you know, the kids will buy a certificate and then they go around and they try to sell it for a raffle. Well, it's become incredibly impossible for these young people to raise money. So they came up with the idea of having a raffle, and there's 10 different items on the raffle. Of those 10, five of them are a variety of different kinds of guns. Now, in Dauphin or in Cumberland counties, because this school district covers both, owning a gun is as own as common as owning a car or a truck.
Right, right. You know, this is hunting country. This is hunting country.
Hunting and target shooting.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they decided to have a raffle, and guns were part of it. Now, if you won a gun and you didn't want it, you got $200 instead. But there was one parent who took exception to this rule and took it to the school district. And the school district, in its great wisdom, said, hey, I understand your feelings. However, we have no jurisdiction over this.
The boosters I was a booster parent on the booster board for 6 years. The Fetching Mrs. Hewitt did it for 2 years. Boosters have nothing to do with school boards.
Right. Right. But I will concede that this doesn't always happen. There are a lot of school districts under this kind of type of pressure that would cave and try to stop it. Even though they have nothing to do with it, we are in an era where we cave to the slightest wind blowing.
Yeah, one woke parent usually can turn a school board on its head because of they're afraid of the woke parents. But this was one woke parent, and they just blew her off, eh? Well, they listened to her.
Yeah, and so they were very diplomatic in their reasoning, but they said, "I'm sorry, we have nothing to do with this." And the thing that is remarkable that happened is that nothing happened. Parents did not. There was no uproar. There was no, you know, wave on social media. I will say though that the lieutenant governor's wife, Mrs. Fetterman, and her son both encouraged people in the past couple days to not buy a raffle ticket. That also got no traction whatsoever.
I hope the people of Cedar Cliff remember that the crazy left-wing lieutenant governor tried to cripple their boosters.
Yeah, I think they will remember that.
It's nuts. The booster clubs are the backbone of American athletics at the high school level. This booster club needs to raise about $50,000, according to your column. That's typical of what we had to do. Some run races, some sell gift cards, some sell gift wraps. So these people raffled guns. It's nobody's right. business, and a woke parent doesn't get to veto it.
Right, exactly. And this parent made it appear as though selling a raffle ticket equated to kids buying guns and having access to guns. And it was just really out of proportion. And I thought that the parents handled, the booster parents handled it well. You know, what's been really fascinating is I went onto their Facebook page, the Booster Club's Facebook page, and they are just overwhelmed with support within the community. And those are the kinds of things we don't hear about. What we hear about are instances where schools or the booster clubs would collapse under the pressure. Instead, yeah. It's been the exact opposite, and that's heartening in an era where everyone is always sort of falling to the one voice that can take an entire program down.
Yeah, but now that you've written about it, Selena, expect that the left is going to send their emissaries of repression and thought police. But the Alliance Defending Freedom will be there to defend the school district, I'm sure, and the Booster Club. And Selena Zito's column at the Washington Examiner, everything Selena at selenazito.com. And if you want to support the Alliance Defending Freedom, head over to hughhewitt.com. They're involved all across the country, supporting your First Amendment rights, your religious liberty rights, supporting you. Stay tuned. Hour two coming up on the Hugh Hewitt Show. I want to remind you that our sponsor is andrewandtodd.com. They're with Sierra Pacific. They lend you money to refinance your house or buy a home, or help your son or daughter become investors in real estate by becoming a non-occupying co-borrower. They help senior citizens with reverse mortgage. They help veterans with no money down mortgages. They help you refinance. So if you need to get money out of your house or you need a whole new house, go to andrewandtodd.com or call them at 888-1172. I'm back, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt. I tell you, I'm about to talk to Josh Kroshauer, Hotline Josh on Twitter, but I am a little frustrated because I just got a note. You said, I hear you on ADF, I'm going to give it to Mike Gallagher. Mike is so sad. I am the offensive line for Mike Gallagher. I am their Joel Batonio, I am his Wyatt Teller, I am his J.C. Treader, his Jack Conklin, his Jed Wills. I am the blocking line for Mike Gallagher. I clear the way for him every day. And then you folks go and give the ADF contribution via Mike Gallagher's website. And I do all the work. So I think it's only fair that on this, the first day of the Supreme Court term, you go over to hughhewitt.com and contribute to Alliance Defending Freedom. I'm joined now by Josh Kroshauer. Josh, I have a theory. The only way to stop the Democrats from spending $2 trillion, $3 trillion, $4 trillion is for Terry McAuliffe to get beat by 10 points. What do you think of my theory that the Virginia governor's race matters and how Congress decides these massive tax hikes and spending bills?
Well, look, Hugh, the timeline, the political timeline that was punted because of the President Biden and Pelosi over the last week, it's October 31st. They want to get this deadline for the reconciliation and the infrastructure bills. I think that's very optimistic. If it even goes a few days late, you got that Virginia governor's race. And if McAuliffe loses and the polls are extremely close in Virginia, I mean, that would sap any momentum. A loss, a Democratic loss in Virginia would sap any momentum to getting anything done. And as it stands now, having Terry McAuliffe is very aggravated that Democrats didn't have a deal last week because the perception of Democrats divided, not getting what they promised done. And the left wing of the party, Virginia's a moderate state. It's a Democratic state these days, but it's a moderate state. And the notion that you have AOC, the Squad, Pramila Jayapal holding the whip hand in the party against the moderates is not a good look. It's not what Terry McAuliffe wants in the closing week of Virginia race.
Kurt Schlichter posted a picture of Terry McAuliffe, I think it was at Spotsylvania Courthouse, doing a Get Out the Vote rally. It was sad. I mean, he was doing his dancing thing. Terry likes to wear gray pants and a blue button-down like I do, but I never dance because older guys should never dance, and Terry McAuliffe is Joe Biden's body double politically and physically. So he's out there dancing, and there were like 10 people there. I don't think there's any enthusiasm in Virginia for Terry McAuliffe. Do you detect that gap?
You know, it's hard to say. Virginia, the early voting is very low, and Democrats are the party that usually utilizes early voting. That we've only had, I live in Virginia, we've only had it for a year or two, so there's not a lot of history there. I think a bigger issue is the African-American vote. That's such a key part of the Democratic base in Virginia. There's some polls that suggest that they're not as excited to show up in the governor's race. That, you know, McAuliffe ran against a very diverse Democratic field in the primary, and he won pretty handily in the primary, but there are a lot of disappointed progressives. And, when African-American candidates, you know, a lot of their supporters were disillusioned at the same time. So we'll see. I think it's a little too early to declare, low turnout in this race for Democrats, but I haven't seen a whole lot of anecdotal excitement.
I believe it is not too early to declare that Glenn Youngkin won the last debate. Did okay on the first debate. It was a tie, basically. He crushed it in the second debate. And I believe he's got energy. I know I went to early voting, and at the early voting thing, I happened to run into Mrs. Youngkin. She was out there working the site. There were lots of volunteers. I've seen Youngkin signs everywhere. Do you see Youngkin signs since you're a Virginian like me?
Yeah, I mean, look, I never believe yard signs are the indicator of success, but I live in a pretty Democratic area in Northern Virginia, and there are more Youngkin signs than Terry McAuliffe signs, just as an anecdote. So I didn't see any Trump signs, by the way, in 2020. So
I agree.
There is that anecdote that you do see some of the Romney voters coming home to Youngkin in a governor's race. You're seeing some anecdotal evidence of that here in Northern Virginia. But I think that you mentioned the debate, Hugh. I think one of the biggest closing elements of the debate is the issue of education.
Yep.
The one mistake McAuliffe made was he said he didn't think parents should, I'm paraphrasing, but basically in response to these controversies in schools, said that parents should be the front line of their kids' education. They should trust school boards and teachers. And that has been all over the air in advertisements from the Youngkin campaign. The education is a sleeper issue here in Virginia. There are a lot of people angry about the state of the schools, the curriculum, the school closures over the last year. And I think he may have tapped into an issue that's really rallying a lot of parents in Northern Virginia and suburban areas across the state.
There are a lot of animals that are sneaky out there, like the land shark, like the hippopotamus, like the crocodile. They come up and they get you. And that issue came up and swallowed Terry McAuliffe whole. Everybody is angry at educators. I mean, everybody across the United States. And when he said parents should not have input into school districts, I thought to myself, game, set, match. Terry McAuliffe just took a size 14 loafer and swallowed it whole. Josh, tell me very quickly, when do you expect the debate among the Democrats to be over?
No, it's not going to be over. I mean, this is an issue that was papered over in 2020 because of Trump. I mean, the one thing they agreed on was the dislike, hatred of Trump. But moderates, Josh Gottheimer and Pramila Jayapal, do not agree on a whole lot of issues. And now that the stakes are so high, you're seeing those debate disputes come to the forefront. This is going to be the story of the next year, going into the next presidential election. The Democratic divisions are deepening, they're getting worse, and the stakes are higher because they have control right now of government. So this is just the beginning. This is the appetizer of what's to come politically.
This is the reverse negative of the House Republicans with the Freedom Caucus versus Paul Ryan. And it's better to be in the minority when one party in the majority falls apart. Josh Kroshauer, Hotline Josh on Twitter. Thank you. Thank you, Dwayne. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Adam. I'll be back tomorrow on the next Hugh Hewitt Show. All right, Hugh Hewitt for Birch Gold. If you found yourself completely befuddled by events in Afghanistan, alarmed about inflation and otherwise uneasy, well, about everything, about Americans standing in the world, about what comes next, then you're feeling like everybody else is, and uncertainty is usually a time that you want to increase your holdings in gold. When I do that, I do it with Birch Gold. I buy my gold from Birch Gold. You can go to HughGold.com or text my name, Hugh, H-U-G-H, to 474747. They will send you free information. If you want to roll over a portion of your IRA or your 401k into physical precious metals, Birch Gold is who to do that with. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. If you're thinking, I got to get some gold, do it with Birch Gold via HughGold.com or text my name, Hugh, to 474747. That's Hugh to 474747 or HughGold.com. Brought to you by ReliefFactor.com. $19.95 gets you started on ReliefFactor.com. I talk about it three times in my daily show. At the bottom of the first hour when I take it, and then in hours two and three when I remind you to take it, depending on when your commute begins, because ReliefFactor.com works. It's the only supplement I've taken in 30 years of broadcasting. I've declined every other opportunity to take a supplement, and I'll tell you why. Because ReliefFactor.com actually works. I carry in Curcumin Resveratrol Omega, temporary relief for the relief of minor aches and pains, temporary support for the relief of minor aches and pains, and you can't do better than that three-week starter pack, $19.95.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.